here is a static way of doing the same thing like the galaxy representation is, and it's also using a clustering method which is referred to as self-organizing maps. And you've also encountered that last week when we looked at the Drexel system. It uses the same idea and it assigns these rectangularly shaped areas to indicate higher level topics, and then the amount of dots shows you how many results there are in there, and their spatial proximity should indicate relatedness of the results, that they're all, let's say, related to fuzzy logic, or there are other ones related to intelligence or pattern, or and so on.